USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC has called for a pause on the administration of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine in the wake of a handful of cases of severe blood clots in recipients. The CDC and FDA say they made the recommendation for the pause out of an abundance of caution while they study the issues. The six cases all occurred in women aged 18 to 48 and occurred 6 to 13 days after they'd received the vaccine. One woman died and another is in critical condition. All 50 states have now followed the recommendation and put a hold on administering the J&J shot. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC News that it's important to remember how rare these adverse effects have been.
I think the important thing to emphasize is that it is very rare. There were six women out of the 6.85 million vaccinations of the J&J, which means that it's less than one in a million.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
The Capitol Police officer killed in an attack on April 2nd was honored Tuesday at the Capitol Rotunda. William Billy Evans was killed when he was hit by a car that rammed a barricade outside of the Capitol building. During a memorial service, President Biden spoke to Evans' family about grief.
My prayer for all of you is that the day will come when you have that memory. And I said, just smile before you bring a tear to your eyes. I promise you it's going to come. It just takes a while. It takes a while. But when it comes, you'll know because he's still with you. He's still in your heart.
And the U.S. Coast Guard is responding to reports of a capsized commercial lift boat off the coast of Louisiana. The 265-foot vessel capsized during a severe storm south of Grand Isle, Louisiana. Several ships in the area have also joined the rescue operation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A proposal to pay Central American countries in an attempt to stem the flow of migrants to the U.S. southern border is drawing negative reactions. Tim Berg has that story.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are reacting with anger and disbelief to a proposal by the Biden administration to send cash payments to Central America as a way to combat the illegal immigrant crisis, describing the plan as madness. Roberta Jacobson, the White House's outgoing southern border coordinator, saying the proposal would be targeted at Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, the three Northern Triangle countries that are the source of much of the migration wave currently crashing against the U.S.-Mexico border. Advisor to former President Trump, Stephen Miller, saying this plan is lunacy.
We have reached the bottomless depths of absurdity, and it will most certainly not work. And I will tell you why. An illegal immigrant or an illegal immigrant family thinking of coming to the United States is very well aware of the financial benefits for them of doing so if they're able to get here and maintain a long-term residence here.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
And players from three NFL teams say they will not report next week for voluntary off-season workouts. Players from the Denver Broncos, Seattle Seahawks, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers released a statement Tuesday saying they would skip the workouts until the league improves COVID-19 protocols. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.